I'm always sort of amazed on the Friday after Thanksgiving when millions of people crowd into the malls and stores all around the country and or go online to Amazon and the other sites to be the first to take advantage of the sales and the specials and get that perfect gift at the perfect price. All in the name of the so-called beginning of the Christmas season. Of course, it wasn't the Christmas season. That begins on December 25th. And it wasn't even the beginning of the Advent season. That begins today. In any case, what does all this frenetic fixation on buying and selling have to do with Christmas and Advent? Not much, really. And yet it is an example of what will go on for many people throughout Advent, a fixation on material things, all in the name of preparing for Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with buying presents and giving presents. In fact, it can be a very good thing, especially at Christmas. They can be an important way of sharing God's love. But making presents and other things the main focus of Advent and Christmas can become a sin. And to a lesser or greater extent, it's a sin that tends to affect most of us every year in one way or another. So that the words of Isaiah in today's first reading too often apply to us in Advent. We are sinful, Isaiah says. All of us have become like unclean people. Now, according to St. Augustine, sin is a turning away from the Creator and turning toward the creature. Turning away from God and turning towards the things that God created. Whether that creature is a new plasma 60-inch TV, or the latest Xbox, or even a human being that we see as a mere thing or an object to use. Sin always relates to loving the things that God created more than we love God Himself. Advent is supposed to be a time to turn away from sin and return toward loving God. And this idea of turning to God is at the heart of today's gospel text where Jesus says four times that we need to watch. Watch for God. Watch for Jesus. To keep our eyes searching for Him. And once we find Him, keep our eyes fixed on Him. Unfortunately, the exact opposite is what usually happens. These weeks before Christmas have become a time when it's so easy to allow our eyes to stray, searching after and fixing on the material things of Christmas. But to help counter being distracted by material gifts, perhaps we can allow ourselves to be attracted by the spiritual gifts that Christ has given us. As St. Paul says in today's second reading, I give thanks for the grace of God bestowed on you in Christ Jesus, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. Think about how in the next few weeks you'll bring out so many Christmas decorations and even Christmassy clothes that you've received as gifts on past Christmases. Like the Christmas tree ornaments your children made for you when they were little. You bring those out and put them on the tree. Or the special Santa Claus sweater Mom gave you before she passed away. Or maybe the diamond earrings your husband gave you on your first Christmas together. You bring those out. Good. Do that. But why shouldn't we also bring out the even greater gifts that we've received through past Christmases? The gifts that we call grace. Grace is brought to us through the birth of the Christ child on the first Christmas 2,000 years ago. The sacramental grace made possible by that Christmas and given to you in your baptism and renewed every time you receive Holy Communion or receive the other sacraments. The grace of hearing God's word, of being a member of His body, the church, and sharing in his very life. The particular graces he's given you whenever you've asked for help to be strong and righteous. All made possible by the first Christmas. And so all these things are gifts of Christmas past. Bring out these gifts now also. And allow them to help you to watch for the coming of Jesus. Think of the most precious material gifts you've received for past Christmases. The gifts that you really love the most. And either you remember them vividly, and in one way or another, physically or in memory, you bring them out every year. But ask yourself, is the gift itself that's so special, or is the gift special because of the person who gave that gift? Ladies, those diamond earrings, is it the diamonds that are so important, or is it the love your husband showed you in giving you those earrings that's so important? Dads, are those tree ornaments really so beautiful? Or was it the love of the little children that gave them to you that was beautiful? Sons and daughters, young or old, was that first bike that your parents gave you on that Christmas, was that so wonderful or awesome, or was it your memory of your mom or dad giving it to you and teaching you how to ride? That really is so awesome. St. Paul tells us today, you were called to fellowship with Jesus Christ our Lord. As with all gifts, this is the key to spiritual gifts that God gives us. Not the gift itself, as wonderful as it is, but the person who gives the gift. The giver, not the gift. The creator, not the creature. So this Advent must be a season of turning away from fixation on material things and turning towards Christ, the giver of all good gifts. Now in Latin, the word for turn towards or turn with is conversio. In English, we make that into the word conversion. And that's what I'm challenging you to today. Conversion. This Advent, convert to Jesus Christ. Take out all the spiritual gifts Christ has given you in the past and let them bring you closer to Christ, to a deeper communion, fellowship with Him. For example, the spiritual gift of Holy Mass. When you come to Mass, take to heart the gospel message today. Be watchful and alert, Jesus said. You do not know when the time will come. It's true, we don't have any idea when Jesus will come again in glory at the end of time to judge the living and the dead, but we do know the exact time that he first came into the onto the earth in the flesh, the year one at the first Christmas. And we do know that he continues to come to us in the flesh at every single Mass, precisely at the moment of the miracle of the consecration. And at that moment, and at the moment of the intimacy of Holy Communion. So today, be watchful and alert. Watch for him to come. Turn your eyes and minds and hearts to the altar. As the Word made flesh descends, as the priest says, this is my body, this is my blood. And as you come to receive, don't look this way and that way to see who you know, who's here, and all those things, or what they're wearing. Don't even look at the priest. These are just creatures. Rather, let your heart shout the words of the prophet Isaiah. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And watch and turn your eyes and heart and mind and body to your Creator as he comes down to the altar in Holy Communion. And do this at every Mass during Advent. And don't let that happen just once a week. At St. Raymond's, we have Mass twice every day, three times on Wednesdays, and on the first and third Fridays. And if you're at work downtown or someplace else, the churches down there have Mass too, in the middle of the day. So come and watch and turn toward the Lord. Another important spiritual gift aiding our conversion this Advent is the sacrament of penance. To come to Christ through his representative, the priest. To admit that we're sinful. To admit our avarice and our greed and our lust and our hate. And turn our hearts away from the inordinate love of creatures and turn toward the love of the Creator. And then to receive even more spiritual gifts. The graces of forgiveness and the graces to overcome sin. And there are countless other spiritual gifts, coming to worship our Lord in adoration on Wednesdays and Fridays, or coming to lessons and carols next Sunday, or to my talk on St. Joseph the Thursday after that, or any one of the other many spiritual events scheduled in the parish. You can find a full schedule as an insert in today's bulletin. And taking time for personal prayer, the rosary, meditating on especially the joyful mysteries, or reading scripture, maybe especially the first two chapters of Luke, the first chapter of Matthew and John, or maybe the whole gospel, or reading other good spiritual books. There's so many. I can't even begin to list all the ways, all the other spiritual gifts like this that we tend to, after a while, pack away. But they're packed away waiting for you to take them out now in Advent. These are all just sort of external spiritual gifts. We also know about those graces Jesus places in our hearts to keep us turned to him and following in everyday life. The grace, the strength, the courage, wisdom, and love to obey his commandments and to be alert for the opportunities to serve our neighbor with the love of Jesus himself. He's given you all these. They are inside of you and they are waiting for you to be used. In the coming weeks of Advent, let's not be distracted or fixated with sinful attraction to material things of this world. Now again, there's nothing bad about buying or giving gifts or receiving gifts. In fact, it is a season of appreciating gifts. But there is something wrong when we make material things the main focus of our lives, especially in Advent. The gifts we should primarily appreciate are the spiritual gifts that God gives to us. And more importantly, it's a time to allow those spiritual gifts to help us to turn away from the love of things and turn toward the person who gives us everything, Jesus Christ. As we continue now with this Holy Mass, let us pray that this Advent will be a time of true and profound conversion for each of us. And that conversion will begin right now, that our eyes and hearts may be open to recognize him coming to us as we turn toward the Lord, descending upon the altar and entering into us at communion. And once fixed upon our Lord in this miraculous gift, may we never again turn our eyes or hearts away from him again. Come, be watchful, be alert. Praise be Jesus Christ.